something was out of balance somewhere else, if something was given
except the five frequencies of the body, right?
And he said that by when he first cleared the sound, he had
But it's very simple, you don't have to change it some more, it's because it's that particular pitch you want to get, and the whole body is working that pitch. So you expose it to the maximum attendance of that pitch, and then you cut it off, and then use the heat. You can unplug it from the socket, the heat is in there, and it will hold up for 10 minutes until it cools off, then you can plug back again.
Oh, and then start it over?
Yeah.
What is the, if it's already set to the sound, what
sound is this? This sound here speeds up the tonification of the muscles.
Is not this sound or the unit doing
the same? They're both doing the same thing. One without the other is, it can work without it, but it's better to let the person hear the sound and identify the sound while it's going through the skin.
Oh, I see. Because that's in keeping with what you're talking about, the paralysis. Yeah.
Right.
So how do we work this with the music?
This music, this is the song you're supposed to hear.
But do we have to make it with this here?
This? You will pick out the tone from the tape, and then you'll actually be able to pick it out and follow it.
The songs are already set. All you got to do is just pass it over the area. The music will match.
I thought we had to try to duplicate the sound.
It's already going to do that.
When do you use this, the flap?
That's where you want to go in the ears.
Oh.
Or around the eye.
Okay.
There's very little work in there you need to, unless the person's got somebody kick in the ears or bite in the ears.
You work every part, including her eye, her eyelid. He says he has a distinct feeling she left her body. You see him right there. And then he stops and walks out the door and says, come back whenever you like. Walk out the door and she's like, oh my God.
Tomorrow you'll be doing more on it. So you have to get your thing. Put a lot of things into it.
How often a day should we
on ourselves? Let me explain something with therapy once and for all. Don't get this notion that plenty will cure you. It'll make it worse. Your body is set to a biological clock. In the morning, you have certain organs that take on responsibility. In the afternoon, certain organs take on certain response. Therefore, there are only two time frames when therapy is ideal, in the morning or in the afternoon. But if you can do it all the time and constantly long, you will get to break up the body.
Not in the evening.
Unless it's an emergency. But I rather do it in the morning because that's the time when the organs are ready to correct themselves. You'll find all your surgical researchers today now are showing they wouldn't want to do surgery in the evening no more. Even the heart transplants don't want to, because why? The organs are following certain circadian rhythms or biological rhythms and time rhythms, and they don't interrelate properly with this. So by using sonics at certain times of the day, you get a better result for a shorter space of time than a long session of it.
And once a day, seven.
Yes. That's why I like to do mine when before I wake up in the morning, before I get out to the bed, I do it and I'm all clear. So the body is toned up and then you're ready for the day. And if you want to do it before you go to bed, fine. But it's not quantity, it's that you do it within certain time frames to get the optimum sonics in the body.
Now, would the top part of the body be better in the morning, the lower half in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try this in a different plug and a little bit.
Like right here.
Yeah, this one's getting one of those shapes like that. Yeah, it's kind of plugged in. I feel it. What if you lay some sort of fabric color over an area corresponding either to the sign or penetrate with that?
That's a different thing on the
day.
We will be covering all that tomorrow.
Okay.
So first you got to know what the thing is and where they're located. Then you have to know how to work with it. Then you go to all the other parts. Tomorrow you'll be covering more in detail.
Okay.
What time do we
start
tomorrow?
To understand what your body is doing.
What time do we start tomorrow?
10 o'clock.
If anybody
did not sign up on the
page
over your page,
if you ain't got nothing to do, come back and talk.
What time?
I don't know, ask Jody.
8 o'clock?
Let's try 8 o'clock.
I'll be here.
Oh, what a creative time. I like it.
Thanks, Rob.
You want us to bring these things back or just talk?
I'm getting better.
If you ain't got nothing to do, bring them back. We'll order.
Yeah.
Well,
if you were too fast or too slow, we would read too fast or too slow, and then put the correct frequency, how you gradually make the adjustment by slowing down or speeding up. It'll do it for you. You will fart or burp yourself. And you look at his face, it's glowing. This is the effect of it. See what it's doing? There's a big difference. There's a big difference in his skin. Now everyone who's been had a treatment, look at their face. No, she didn't have a treatment yet. There's the other person there. Oh. She got a treatment. Look at the face. Look at her face. There is the evidence of the sonics getting the tissue to resonate. It's like a car. You take it to a garage and it's not timed. And so what they do, they set it on a timing machine and then they adjust it to get it up to where it's supposed to be. If it's too fast or too slow. And once it's registering what it's supposed to register, they tell you your car is ready to go. That's the same thing they're doing here through the endocrine system by lining it up to the frequency that they're supposed to operate as normal, healthy organs.
Yeah.
Where does your head connect to your spine?
Right here,
below the octopus. And that's exactly where the stomach ends.
Well, you can go that higher.
The stomach goes all the way up. If I hold it here, it's going to go up her head. There's no way, because the frequency is registered to go up the total spine. All I'm doing is moving it. It doesn't have to be moved. The input is the same input.
Does the heart have the same frequency as the liver?
No. If you have a specific problem in the area.
But you put it on the frequency if you need.
That's it. And then you keep it at that spot. Only for that organ.
So this frequency goes for
this goes to the entire endocrine system.
I don't understand if I have different.
Do you understand what the endocrine system is?
Yeah, I know what the endocrine system is.
They control the entire what? Well, then if they control the entire body, think for one moment, the electricity in this house is controlled by where?
Huh?
The electricity in this house is controlled from where?
Wow.
Yeah. The fuse box. So if there's no electricity in a certain room, you go check the bulb first. If the bulb is not at fault, what are you going to do? You go to the fuse box. And that's how this is what it's doing. This goes directly to the biological fuse box. It is the endocrine system. Then that lines it all up. That's why people are doing Kriya Yoga, what Kriya Yoga is. A nice agricultural terminology for lining up the endocrine system called chakras by respiratory exercise, which is setting up a resonance from the sound that you make when you meditate. Do you know the two sounds you make? Right. So that frequency is a pitch that sets it up. It's already in this particular integrated unit. In other words, modern man has caught up with Eastern man, where he doesn't have to sit down and do I and just put on a unit and lie down and enjoy the ah and ease.
Ah and ease, huh?
You see,
that's what it's doing, friend. That's why I love modern technology. I came into it as an engineer years ago. Huh? You know, you're saying yourself has a sound. Hit your hand against your hand. Alright, that's the R. Rub it. That's the E. You don't have any other sound in there. Now blow on it. That's the O. Your mouth makes all three. Ah, E. But if you can make that sound, ah, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they'll never bury. But you can't do it because why? Too many other things come to distract you, to function, to keep you also. So the masters, they develop techniques in the ashrams to keep the student doing it 24 hours a day, with the whole group doing it. So they know what we found out over the years, and I found out myself, going to, there's only an exhaustion technique for what is called resonance level. After a while, we come up and realize that the electricity can bypass the exhaustion technique, and you can get the benefit of the frequency on the skin with a less exhaustion in your throat. It's not going to take away the fact you got to do it. This here just helps you to minimize your throat having to work so long.
They have
have somebody doing the ohm all the time?
Yes, 24 hours a day. They rotate.
They rotate.
That's how you come to find out why they say you do it so many times at every hour in rotation, because that's what they were doing. 24 hours a day meditation. It's called prayer unceasingly. They create the frequency in the room, and then at different times of the day, they beat the song to make the resonance stay in the room, and all objects will vibrate. I put it this way in simple language. Yoga is nothing but a sonic refrigerator for a human being who is rotting before their time. Do you understand what I just said? Yoga is nothing but a sonic refrigerator for a human being who is rotting before their time. Good. So if you get the resonance to go on 24 hours a day and you're relating to it, that means you must be conscious of it, not to drift off into a sleep state. Your cellular structure will stay what? Alive, correct. And that's basically what their whole intent, calling it longevity lifestyle, way back, or prana. Modern man has caught up with it by discovering the cold temperature in the cave and by adjusting certain pressures in the air. He developed cellular control, which he calls today now what? Synergetics. And now we're coming up with what we call sonic integration of the cells to stay in their peak frequency. The whole intent is that you can function in a healthy state without having to break down. Would you now change the pH factor from a baby to an adult? It's going to stay healthy, and it requires the both of them be 7. You know the pH factor of your saliva is what?
7.
7, it don't change. It's 6.5, right? 6.5 to 7.5 is the curve. So 7 is the center point. That includes a baby just out of the womb and a human being before they decide to cut off. Now if they cut off, they're going to go high or low. So if they want to hang around, they have to stay at between 6.5 to 7.5. And that's what the body has set up already, and it's not going to change for nobody, red, brown, black, male or female. This is exactly what science establishes. Those facts applied any place, any time, to produce a desired result. And that's what you call science. And you know that from your occupation. If you don't have the facts to work any place, you can't grind a glass, right? So you have to have certain facts to relate to that are always going to be consistent. This is a sonic resonance measuring device that is maintaining your cellular structure to function at that frequency. Instead of putting a pH factor paper in your mouth and organizing your nutrition to get you back to a balance between alkaline and acid, the sonic resonance is doing it now by interacting on the chemicals in the skin and in the body so that they line up from being too fast or too slow. Yes. Next. How are you feeling, young lady?
You look great.
I will come back to that. I know that that's because that's where the major pressure built up. It's been there for years. Who are you?
I don't know.
I don't know you. You know, in my training I was told that a woman may be senile and has to be treated and difficult to pass to the test and may not be able to raise her dress, don't let that bother you. Song covers 2 o'clock.
Oh, yeah?
But better song, impact is made on bare skin. But some people are so elderly, they can't raise it. So they normally put it on the table and work over it to the clock. The clock is no interference, but the song goes more intricately with the skin better.
So when we work, we can work over the clock?
Yeah.
But in front of her, she doesn't take them off. Part of the process,
right? Yeah. Normally, if you're wearing watches, you like to take it off. Because some of them are magnetic. But otherwise, no problem. That's the only thing there. Or a hard taser. You ain't got that. So. I don't think you have magnetic watches.
Yeah, somebody does have a hard taser.
Can
you work on
it? No, we don't work on
that. No.
It wasn't really any good, right?
You
see your children
and people that are monarchs and pineapple
juice.
How many
more
people would like it? How many more cups of wine?
Two.
And
do you want another one
at
Donham?
You didn't get one.
I
did.
2 people. I got mine
right
here.
3 people. 4 people.
Good, rub it up. Good. Good, rub it up. Good, rub it up. Now let me explain something. This unit divides the sound and the heat. The unit that you've got combines both. That's why you can go up the same spine and do it. But you cannot. You have to cut off in a 10-minute session because the heat is that part of the energy, and if you unplug it, then you can use the heat to go over a swollen area or a tight area. In her case, if I wanted to give her the heat, or I have to disengage it and start the other unit. That's the big difference between this one and the one, that little portable unit that you got. So years ago when I ran into that, I thought I got gypped. Or to find out I had the most practical unit all combined. Now I got the most sophisticated one. I still like my little gadget. The over longevity. Yeah, slow over. Next to see it. Ha ha ha!
Who is he?
Thank you. I'm Victorian. Yeah. discouraging.
That's a great grandmother. The great great grandmother of Elsa Maxwell.
Correlating with what's going on. Okay, everybody here yet?
Biding your time. on the road or something. John.
John, John.
Call her John, like the race is going to be coming.
Good.
Call her Papa, that's what I like.
What'd you say? Hey,
no, no.
How's your
new family? Okay, everybody here? The first line you're going to go back through again and try and get yourself lined up. You'll see. Yeah. You're dealing with the back.
Okay.
And we're going to run right through the same zone.
Mm-hmm. Down the middle.
Part of the understanding the criteria when we go into the sonic resonance of the level, all of them deal with sonic, but they don't deal with the zone in the acronym sonic. First have to establish the zone. That's why the initial is the only person who knows the zone and what it represents. It takes the other side of the mind to find out of the object. In the zone there are nerves, there are muscles, and there are lymphatic systems. They're just plain skin. There's actually no other. So the zone is going through. I don't like it, but I'm stuffing it. Zone one is running through me regardless of wherever I walk. I'm a puppet on a string. I don't want to admit it. And if I want to admit it, as you see the whole thing, you'd laugh that God is sitting like this in his puppet. Called you and me. He has been creeping and telling us has no intention for them to go any further. So you let your free that you're free. So the zones are definite connectedness to the cosmic puppetry. The invisibleness of the zone gives you the illusion of your liberty. But if you're aware, you can reach up and touch the invisible string that holds you to the cosmic pocket. Make one of those things, don't kid yourself. You know, we got to breathe. If you don't breathe, it's over. So you begin to find out sooner or later that this breath is that little string that holds you can be bad. Thank you.
Does it matter? Do we have a barrier?
Right across.
Right across,
right?
No, what I meant was
that... Yeah, the line runs right across into the blue.
Right, but does it cross to these 2 points there?
It runs right across into the blue.
That's a little below the name.
It runs right across. From where you have it right across. Out of the good came you.
They drop the old, and you're one of the old. And you look up and say, where do I come from? You fell out from good, and you're looking back to evil. So go out and be an oddball, and don't be afraid. I am my own devil. Set up inside it. You. That's great, and that's great. And now you know what good is. How it came to be God. This is the Joker that found his God. Just put it together. That's the stuff. There is no devil. Sperm, sperm, and the composite that prays and acts out and steals. All good is better than
it. What's the little one?
You.
You.
As. So, come, let us put this oddball together. Of course. now you look at it as you see it there. You can't go away from her cheek, and you can't be cut away from the misery. You're just sticking the tongue out back into it, so what the hell are you worrying about? And here is the fun that's going on. So you see what good is? It's going to be odd. And it's good. So come, let us make a manifestation. In our own image and likeness, male and female created them. And that is it. The very essence of immortality, you cannot go away from a cosmic puppet. I'm stuck with it, but I don't say I don't like it, I gotta love it. I'm stuck with it. So also the word good came. You, a composite of the old principle doctrine. Now, have the glue ready? Everybody got it?
Yeah.
And there's no problem. The cross is right there. Now here comes the green. Green is connected to green and blue is connected to blue. And if I had a, which I'm going to get, a mannequin with the wires hooked up and the light, so the next time we get you an illustration, you can hold the 5 points and get your shot. In your 5 points. That's the only way to convince you. How your fire zones are working inside of you. They're all separate. They don't.
Not a series.
They're in, totally independent.
Like
electricity, so it's
electrical. Madonna, the blue in the front and the blue in the back are on the same plane, right?
That's right.
And
yeah.
Both back at the
same time?
That's right. So there's little flashes going through the body like this.
Enjoy the most unique model of it. See the wall there? Oh. Perfection. If this is portion here, on this side, and then back on the other side, you see the same line. You drew blue on both sides, you can be
and everything between the two lines
is
blue
down?
Everything on that plane between the lines is blue also, right?
That's why it's called a zone. Have you ever driven a car and they told you to stay on the what? A one-way highway, do you go opposite it or you stay in your own zone?
But Donald, what about working in that zone? How far, where does the blue and the green zone
come
together? How far
does
it
bring
you?
Do you see it?
I see a line, but I wonder if it comes out from that line.
Observe again where the lines are passing through. In the front, it's going to pass through exactly to the back.
That's not what
I'm. The question is very simple to answer, lady. Put your hand and get your zones lined up. So if you put it this way, where you get it? The width of your fingers is the width of your face. Does it go right through?
Mm-hmm.
Right back. You see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. If your hand can make up half of your face, then you ain't got a hand. Each part is set.
If I could put my nose in
the finger is falling right on the ear, little finger.
Okay.
Finger almond falls right there. And on right in the eye.
Mm-hmm. It is maybe.
Good. You got it. So when your mother slap your cock again, what is she doing to you? Toning up your what?
All your
zones. Toning up your zones for you.
Zone
so when you go to do martial arts, what are you other person trying to do?
Therapy.
So this is the kind of martial art you have to learn. Your bladder falls where?
Yellow and green.
So the bloody said with precision, emotional exchange, and what else?
Between the yellow, the green, and the blue. Where your kidneys are. Because they have to connect them. So you talk yourself into what? Anguish and frustration. You feel left out of your heart. And then you decide the heck it is. That's the last action. That's the decision you gotta make. So when I ask you what color comes to your mind, nine times out of ten you tell me what? Green, blue, yellow. How many times do you ever tell me orange?
Rare.
That's rare. How many times you tell me red? Rare. Most of the time you tell me what? Blue, green, orange, right?
Yeah.
Then you come up once in a while in the purple and the violet.
I thought you don't recognize
the
biggest
blossom time because it's orange. Orange comes up, you got a frustration with the other person. They're pushing you to do something you don't want to do, or you're pushing them to do something they may want to do. And it has to do with the conditions of appearance, a lot of them, the emotional discharge, the relationship with that person. Orange is why the Eastern man made his robe white. I could make him feel secure against what?
Yeah.
Because he renounced in the word.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So orange falls within the genital organ. And red falls in the adamancy or the non-moving or the change. But we're coming to that. So first, get with some of the zones. The zones don't only run that way, they run in all the way.
Green and blue.
The kidney and the bladder are the same, green, blue, and yellow? The first three are going to control your kidney and your bladder. There is no way you're going to get around the organs. If you take a skeleton and hang it, the organs are going to all tie into there. Your spine runs up, holding everything like a what? A tree trunk. Everything branches out from there. What was the treatment you got on your last week this morning? To correct what? You call it endocrine system, chakras, nice fancy name for what? The control relationship of your spinal column, where you speak to act out your emotions to be a healthy person or a dead one. And so when these men did all the research and they come back and connect Eastern thought and Western thought, all they found is one simple fact that they didn't want to admit it. That we talk or doesn't agree. But if you line up the endocrine gland, you're automatically lining up all the organs around it. And what are the four major organs around the spine that you're going to constantly run into in active function? Bladder, kidney, and what?
Heart.
Then the next one that takes a priority over all them is the lung. Then all the different in between ones come up. If you don't breathe, you don't got the heart to do anything. If you don't got the heart to do anything, you. So two lungs to one heart, two kidneys to a bladder. And then the in-betweens are what? One stomach to two pancreas. The front and the back to the skin. I don't know if nature making anything that she's doing over and over until you look at a thing. It's what you are, not who you are. And you got the same thing with your adrenal nerve. Two, front and back. You got the same thing with the nervous system. What do you call it? Autonomic? Or sympathetic? Parasympathetic? What do you got? Three eyes? Two in front and one in between. Now you got the liver, and you got the gallbladder. Yeah, right in the middle.
In between where the
lungs are.
Oh.
You know where you live on your gallbladder located? You see, that's what I'm talking about. When the years ago when I tried to teach the initiate, he didn't know what the heck he was or she was. And now today, you're getting more and more to the experience age. And it's not practical to live in a hoop. Regardless of how you feel your body evolves spiritually, it's better to know what you are functionally. And then spirituality may emerge as the capacity to act in the moment. Then you know how spiritual you are because it's an active moment. But if you've got the functioning parts of your mechanism, you're not threatened, you're not afraid, and you don't feel lost in the world around you. That's why the teachers always say, cleanliness is next to God. I said, no, cleanliness is God, and then clean up your act. Lord God is health. Lord Dollar is second. If you concentrate on Lord Dollar and Lord Health walk out the door, what do you got? You got a doll. You know? But if Lord Health stays inside of you, Lord Dollar may have to, what, support it. Okay, let's get the orange now in your hand. If I seem rough in trying to put this thing across in your brain, don't take it personally. I saw you on the tail of the kite, and I know you're hard-headed, like my head. You ain't gonna believe it till you push your head in the dirt. So, I love you for that. That's why I have to be hard in this field to get it across here. Now the last one is the red.
Thank you.
You have what is called from top to bottom zones running down. Front and back. The reflexes are associated, and that they recovered the front reflexes. Now we want the back reflexes.
Okay.
And there is where your back reflexes are. You have your chart there. You can easily identify them in the back of the body. So, where is the eye? Right here? I remember when one time I said to you, if Mother Nature decided to close off this one and put it behind here, and you see a space person stepping out of a round ship coming down, but the nose is here, you can see where the urine is. The eye would be behind it, it's either
very
bent, it's out of pole, and it's more there, and the nose is like a round person. So you see where you came from.
I think you read my note.
And you saw where you're going.
I do.
The point is, modern medicine may, if it works. If you do have a severe injury, this is the only appropriate area that you can put a knife back flat.
It's the only one?
Plus this area that can put a knife down flat. If you're damaged up here. Because you are connected with a nerve that you're hooking.
Has it ever been done?
I didn't know it. I didn't say it. But if ever you see a brother or a sister come off the ship from another galaxy, and you have it there, you know, already made it fast.
Yeah, and they don't have actually.
What's that tree planting? What's that tree planting? Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. Can you hear this? No.
What's that tree planting?
Tree planting.
I don't understand what you mean by tree planting. What's tree planting? Okay.
Early surgery, this man tries to compensate for the loss of his eye.
Okay.
It's the only invention like an eye.
Too tiny or too fine?
Okay, we have the right in that same area, we control the reflex for epilepsy. Stammering. Right in that area, you can control epilepsy and stammering.
What?
Right in that area.
Is that the one, or would you go the epilepsy?
Right in that reflex area.
Same with the eye?
Well, they are
of soreness that tell the therapist, you don't have to worry about sticking something in a specific area, he doesn't find the sore spot. Because why? If he can find that sore spot without having to use a microscope to find the actual point, he can quickly do what? Correct what? Which does what? Why is the soreness there in that spot, apart from the pressure? What is staying there in that spot?
Congestion.
Good. Then what is your nose doing to your mouth when you put in any food that caused you to walk up? Walk? So you're stammering?
Carburation.
Are you polyepileptic? Born again?
So that's from the blue to the yellow zone, in other words, that whole zone, or specifically on the blue and the yellow?
It includes all of them.
Okay.
There is no way to get around it because the range of the pain, and she was complaining she had pain, and sticking her tongue out now. Where's
so
the pain?
So that includes blue to red then, in that one area, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've got the whole area where you can press and feel the pain. And when the pain stops, if you want to register it as a zone, then you know which zone it stops in. So, if it stops in the orange zone, where's your problem? So, you are stammering from what? Not necessarily as your sex. Orange is for sex. You can come in a room and another girl is taking a shower and she looks at you. What are you afraid of? Why don't you take off your panties and bring it? And that was the first time you walk in the room, this person was. That is mood. That is a reaction to the sex principle. This will be true of a man. Or it will be true of a man walk in the room and see a woman. So orange is not necessarily the person, it is the action that relates between their expression of the self. That is referred to as sex. It's a sex confrontation. It can be one with your own sex or one with the opposite sex. But it has to do with a confrontation with your observation of your body in reference to another person's body. What is the word? Get the head out of it. Oh, well, sir, you got some water in it. Well, you over met the sperm. Epilepsy originates in the hypothalamus of the medulla oblongata as a constricted reaction of the ovum gobbling up the sperm prematurely before it has time to integrate properly, ending up as a child born with his neck stretched out of the womb, turning out to be an epileptic reaction. But the fault is in the mother telling the daddy, what the hell, you made me pregnant and I ain't married to you yet. Now you've got the whole picture. And I visit the misapplied decision of the theorem up to 3 and 4 repetitions. Then the fourth repetition is the person who wants to confront the phenomena of the malady to put it back in proper perspective. And then it's resolved with the understanding and not for the belief. Belief also works. You have a right to pray to God and get it corrected. For God it says, you have to learn not to go back again. Learn to understand it, how I put it together, because I don't want belief alone, I want understanding in this organism. I want the organism to understand. I want the organism to understand, it stands on its own feet. It stands on its own momentum. So pick up your cross and follow me. I can't pick up yours, I can't breathe you. So every opportunity is put back for the mechanism to have the opportunity to stand on its own 2 feet within the level of understanding. And that is what the liberation is, and that's what the initiate life is. It's not a life of belief. So you can't be a passenger and tell the guy driving the car how to drive it. You got to get behind the wheel yourself.
The real subtle humor in that drama is that the only dollar is firm and then runs around the car.
Now you understand. But they can correct it three ways. Fastest way taking the pain out of the area, but it doesn't restore 100% capability to speak. It will stop the epileptic action of this losing control, but it will not restore the capability to speak 100%. The reflex will do that rather the pain constriction in the area. The only way it can be 100% come back to where it is functioning to speak clear is if you use the acupuncture insertion. And that's what acupuncture is the biggest contribution to that. Because you have to go into a certain depth to correct it. Beyond 3 centimeters, you bury it. So nobody will stick in that area because they know to stick the hypothalamus in the medulla oblongata, you're a dead duck. And if you stick it to the feather, you're paralyzed for life. Now that's quite a challenge in acupuncture, how to find out how deep to go in and how not to create new conditions and be paralyzed. So this young man who discovered it needed an assistant after he graduated in science years ago. And he wanted to experiment, so he experimented with little creatures. And he found out that most of them died from the death. And finally, when he found one that didn't die, and she put the quiver make some, then he got admitted to his system. And he today now is part of the acupuncture program in China to know exactly how deep to go in there, and they don't have epileptic. And the summary. But you know that particular information can be toned in by somebody, toned in by electrical impulse in the area. And that was what happened in 1970 when it was first recognized. Acupuncture points were specific in the area. Reflex points were inch to 2 inches. The pain is the measuring device. So Mr. Maris comes along now with his equipment and goes directly to the sonic resonance, and the mother says, you jerk you right into the equipment. So that sonic is what? Phased out by putting, so what we did today on the last 2 people of what we did all night last night on everybody. So doing what? Lining up the whole entire mechanism so that every resonant sonic that was set up in the womb level would not be what? A sounding board for emotional.
Then action is that third method of the
right. And that's what yoga came for. Yoga came to give that third method, and that's what Kriya Yoga is. Pulling the sound up with the breath so it resonates fully along the endocrine system, and they call it exactness. But you'll find there's 2 types of gurus, some who don't want to teach from the spine going up, some who only want to start it out right here. Because it is interrelated to the back so fast, you make a bridge.